शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितानिन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलान् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सज्जीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतम् परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्विताश्च नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः वन्दे श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य नित्यानन्दौ सहोदितौ गौडोदये पुष्पवन्तो चित्रोषं दौतमोनुदौ आराध्यो भगवान् ब्रजेशतनय तद्धाम वृन्दावनं रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधुवर्गेण या कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेम पुमार्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभोर्मतमिदं तत्रादरो न परः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवसति गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय गोपीनाथ की जय गौरनिधान की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय शिल प्रभुपाद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि
बोल इंग्लिश भागवतम इज हियर एंड देन क्या हिंदी
इट्स आल्सो हियर
crowd is also here. आप सब अंग्रेजी समझते हो? अरे बोल। कितने भक्त है जो अंग्रेजी नहीं जानते हैं? हाथ ऊपर करें। अंग्रेजी नहीं जानते, अंग्रेजी नहीं जानते, अंग्रेजी नहीं जानते, तो क्या होगा आपका फिर? अगर हम अंग्रेजी में बोलेंगे तो कुछ विशेष अतिथिगण भी यह है, हमारे कई देशों के भक्त यह पधारे हैं, इसीलिए भी थोड़ा अंग्रेजी में बोलने से आपका आतिथ्य भी होगा, स्वागत होगा। तो जिनको अनुवाद की जरूरत है, या दो दो तीन पुरुष भक्त हैं, हाँ कोई पीछे सुना सकता है उनको अनुवाद अंग्रेजी से हिंदी में? हाँ कौन है ट्रांसलेटर? इज अ ट्रांसलेटर? हाँ और आप माताओं के लिए? हाँ जमुना, गो इन द बैक देयर। जय जमुना माता जी, आपको हिंदी में सुनाएगी, अंग्रेजी प्रवचन हिंदी में सुनाएगी अनुवाद। कहाँ बैठोगी? देखो कहाँ, जो आसन भी है थोड़ा ओके। So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 26, text number 29, which has a short purport, so we could also read text 30th. Please repeat after me. Tejasas, Tejasas tu vikurvana, Buddhi tattvam abhutsati, Dravyaspurana vijnanam, Indriyanam anugraha. Tejasat, from the false ego in passion. Tu, then. Vikurvanat, undergoing transformation. Buddhi, intelligence. You have Hindi, Hindi ka Bhagavatam? You have Hindi Bhagavatam? Let's go. उपयोग कर सकते हो, यू कुड यूज हिंदी भागवतम फॉर सम ट्रांसलेशन। बुद्धि इंटेलिजेंस, तत्वम प्रिंसिपल, अभूत टुक बर्थ, सती ओ वर्चुअस लेडी, द्रव्य ऑब्जेक्ट्स, Sphurana, coming into view. Vijnanam, ascertaining. Indriyanam, to the senses. Anugraha, giving assistance. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. By transformation of false ego in passion, intelligence takes birth. Yeah, this chapter is entitled Fundamental Principles of Material Nature. Fundamental Principles of Material Nature. So these are fundamental principles. Intelligence is one of them. I mean, so that's being described here. By transformation of the false ego in passion, intelligence takes birth. Oh, virtuous lady. Okay, that's that dress. Sati, virtuous lady. The functions of the intelligence are to help in ascertaining the nature of objects when they come into view and to help the senses. Got it? I will repeat, it's very important, foundational, fundamental principle. Translation again. By transformation of the false ego in passion, intelligence takes birth. Oh, virtuous lady. This part of the sentence. The functions of the intelligence are to help in ascertaining the sense, the nature of objects when they come into view and to help the senses. Purport. Intelligence is the discriminating power to understand an object, and it helps the senses make choices. Therefore, intelligence is supposed to be the master of the senses. Intelligence is supposed to be the master of the senses. The perfection of intelligence is attained when one becomes fixed in the activities of Krishna consciousness. By the proper use of intelligence, one's consciousness is expanded, and the ultimate expansion of consciousness is Krishna consciousness. That's the end of the purport, but I think we'll take one more verse just to expand this thought further, or further, more elaboration in the next verse. Samshayotha viparyaso nishayaha smratirevacha svap ityuchate buddhir lakshanam vrattitaha prithak. Translation, purport by Prabhupada. The doubt, misapprehension, correct apprehension, memory and sleep are determined by their different functions, are said to be the distinct characteristics of intelligence. Doubt is one of the important functions of intelligence. And raising questions, yeah. Sign up intelligence. Blind acceptance of something does not give evidence of intelligence. If you accept things blindly, you could be less intelligent. That's why you are accepting things blindly. So apply your intelligence to understand, ask questions. You may have some doubts also about the points under discussion. So you should probe deeper into the matter with the help of intelligence. And when anyway, I started talking already, I not finished the purport. But I was just going to say that in Vedanta Sutra also there is approach like this. There are commentaries of Vedanta Sutra. There's a Vishaya and there's a Samshaya. Vishaya is object or subject. Next thing is Samshaya, doubt. And there's a Puro Paksha, Haribo! Outside there's some dialogue going on, which I could hear. Vishaya, Samshaya, subject, doubt. This is Puro Paksha. Yes. Yeah, the opinions or prior thoughts, preliminary thoughts, they are addressed, and then Siddhant is established, and there's one more. There are 5-point approach, not five steps before the matter is settled or subject matter is settled or understood. So, Vishaya Samshaya, subject in the doubt, Puro Paksha, Siddhant, and there is one technical name I don't remember now. Pariprasnena Sevaya. Krishna has also advised Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya. You approach spiritual master, spiritual authority, and do what? Pariprasnena. You ask questions. Because you also have some doubts. Doubts must be clarified. Otherwise, doubts could act as your enemies. Doubts could be your enemies. And then Krishna does say, Samshayatma vinashyati. One who remains full of doubts forever. To have doubt is good thing, even sign up intelligence, but to maintain those doubts, not to address those doubts with the help of intelligence, then you are doomed, Krishna says. Samshayatma vinashyati. Atma, or the person who maintains samshay, doubts, he's maintaining doubts, then he'll be finished. Samshayatma vinashyati. So, raising questions, expressing doubts, this is a sign of intelligence. The blind acceptance of something does not give evidence of intelligence. It doesn't prove that you are or that person is intelligent, because he is not raising questions or so that his doubts could also be addressed and one becomes free from doubt. That's why Arjuna also address Krishna as O Madhusudan, O killer of Madhu demon. So the comments given by Acharyas there, why is he calling, addressing Krishna as Madhusudan? You are killer of Madhu demon, now you become killer of my doubts. Kill my doubts, O Madhusudan. Sudan is killer, Madhusudan. Therefore, word samshaya is very important. This second verse. Samshayotha viparya so nishayaha smratirevacha. No, this verse has a word samshaya. This is very important, Srila Prabhupada mentioning. In order to cultivate intelligence, one should be doubtful in the beginning. But then he is also faithful in the beginning. Pariprashnena sevaya is there. He has a service attitude, or he has a faith. The person he has approached, he has a faith in him. So doubting in the beginning with the faith also. He has a faith. He's not doubtful and faithless. No. Doubt is welcomed, but being faithless is dangerous. You would not go anywhere. Or you would not become free from doubt. If you are doubting the person that you have approached. So first have faith in the person that you have approached. And then ask questions so that you would become free from doubts. Doubts could be a big stumbling block, anartha, anartha nivritti, hari hari, gauranga. So let's see how it works now. I have doubt whether this would work. But doubting is not very favorable when information is received from the proper source. Okay. Prabhupada has already stated that in the purport. I did not know. So he has already. That's what we're talking about. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says that doubting the words of authority is the cause of destruction. I could just hold this now. Put this on the chair or some. How do you call it? On this maybe. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says that that doubting the words of the authority is a cause of destruction. Samshayatma vinashati. As described in Patanjali Yoga system, pramana viparyaya vikalpa nidra smrityaha, the intelligence, by intelligence only one can understand things as they are. Very profound statement. sounds just a statement, but it's quite a statement. By intelligence only one can understand things as they are. Or one could understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Maybe that person was not very intelligent. That's why the dialogue between Moses in Bible, Moses, the Lord, and so when Moses approached the Lord, the Lord was not in the front, but he considered Lord was there. He wanted to know about the Lord. Moses is a person, historical person. He existed one time, long time ago. He said, "Oh Lord, please reveal unto me," or something like that. "Please reveal unto me." And then Lord just said, "I am what I am." You wanted to know who I am? He said, "I am what I am." Okay? He said everything and he did not say nothing at the same time. He said, "I am what I am." It's true, right? I am what I am. Maybe he was not fully surrendered. So he did not reveal what he is. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. Lord reveals things unto Arjuna. Very confidential things, most confidential things. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavaha, Mattaha Sarvam Pravartade. And like that he goes on and on. Lord has said so much. Or everything in a nutshell. So then to understand things, the subject as it is, this is the function of the intelligence. By intelligence only one can understand things as they are. So, with intelligence only one could understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. As it is. As it was, as it is, as it would be, will be. Would be understood only by intelligent person or with the help of intelligence. Yeah, somehow Srila Prabhupada had walked into that assembly where Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was seated on an asan, and he was addressing a group of his followers or disciples, and there comes Abhay Babu and Sakkar Malik. Then Narendra Malik. So Abhay Babu offered, he bowed down, was offering his obeisances, and he had not even sat and settled properly. In the middle of this obeisances and then sitting or settling, Bhaktisiddhanta, "Oh, you are intelligent. You seem to be an intelligent person." You should propagate this Krishna consciousness in English language in the Western world or all over the world. So Prabhupada was identified and described as intelligent person. You are intelligent. So that intelligent Abhay Babu understood Bhagavad Gita as it is. Because understanding things as they are or as it is a function of intelligence. And then one takes to Krishna consciousness. There's a sign of intelligence. If you take to Krishna consciousness, there's a sign that you are an intelligent person. Otherwise, less intelligent. Sai bada chatur. Jai Krishna bhaje. Jai Krishna bhaje. Sai bada chatur. One who worships Krishna is considered chatur. He is intelligent. Hoshiyar. Anyway, I just... Yeah, my mother was not happy when I took to Krishna consciousness. When I was a little boy, and she would bring me to the temple in the village, and she used to ask me to fold your hands. I used to fold my hands. And please pray, please pray. What should I pray? And she says, "Oh God, oh Lord, give me intelligence." Please pray to the Lord for intelligence. So, maybe not instantly, but eventually when Lord heard my prayer and gave me intelligence, as a result I took to Krishna consciousness. Then mother was not happy. Hey, what kind of intelligence God has given you? She was not expecting that kind of intelligence. And anyway, so there's a difference between intelligence and intelligence. There are a lot of intelligent people also around the world. So they possess intelligence of a kind of intelligence. But they are not intelligent because they do not take to Krishna consciousness. Because they are also not understanding things as they are. Yeah, the power of discrimination is a function of intelligence. Power to discriminate from this, from that, good from bad. And so materially intelligent people, they also discriminate. Who does not discriminate? Even the cat has intelligence and does exhibit the power of discrimination. The cat exactly knows when to steal or drink the milk. There's the pot of milk right there. The cat sits around as if not interested in the milk. And sometimes closing eyes like a yogi, "I'm not interested." while the owner of the milk is around, the cat shows, no, I'm not interested. Your milk is safe, don't worry. So as soon as the lady walks away, walks out, immediately, the cat goes for the milk and drinks it all. This is power of discrimination. Cat exactly knows what to do, when to drink, when not to drink. So this is also intelligence, the power of discrimination. So the intelligent people, so-called intelligent people of this world, they discriminate. In the dry stool and wet stool. Both are stools, dry and wet. Take a pick. You have a choice between dry and wet, fresh to go. Steaming. So Chaitanya Charitamrita says, yehi bhalo, yehi mand, yehi sab bhram. Yehi bhalo, yehi bhalo. Those who stay in Mayapur, they know bhalo, bhalo, bhalo. This is good. Bhalo, yehi mand. Not good. Dull. So this kind of discrimination, mundane, material discrimination. Bhalo, mand. Esa Brahm. This is all illusion. So under the spell of illusion, materially intelligent people discriminate good from bad, but they are both in fact bad things. Or take a pick between hell and heaven, because they would prefer going to heaven, but what is that? Not very intelligent decision. Kshine punne mrityuloka vishanti. At one point, all the pious credits would be exhausted, and you are back to square one, as they say. You come back again. Not a very intelligent thing to do. So there's a whole religion and the mantras and worshipable objects and all that. To go to heaven, a big chunk of the dharma, dharmic principles, the process, is to go to heaven, but not very intelligent thing to do, to go to heaven. Because ye bhalo ye mand, you're thinking, hell is bhalo, and hell is, heaven is bhalo, the hell is mand. Good and bad, this kind of discrimination. Because they're both bad, and that's why Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya. The dharma that makes your destination, heaven as a destination, that's not a very intelligent thing to do. That's why abandon, reject it. Mahamekam saranam praj. Surrender unto me. Kamaistaista ritagyana prapadyante anyadevata. Krishna also says, those who surrender unto other demigods, kamaistaista ritagyana. Ritagyana, that their gyan, their intelligence is stolen by kama, the lust.
As a result, they surrender unto other demigods. What is that?
There's also a Buddhi somewhere, a Buddhaya. Phalam Tesham. Alpamedhasam. Okay, right, exactly. Alpamedhasam. Swalpa. Swalpam apyasya dharma. No, that's not that. Alpamedhasam. Okay, at least we got that part. That's the other. Alpamedhasam, Lord says. Those who worship demigods and they want to go to heaven. Alpa medha. Medha means intelligent. Alpa means less intelligent. They're less intelligent, so they go for demigod worship and they want to go to heaven. And this is all karma khand also. This is a dharma, part of Vedas, but karma khand section. Pious activities, or yajna performances, and so this is less intelligent thing. They are not intelligent. Karmakanda party is not intelligent party. Of course, materially intelligent people, atheists or scientists, they are even lower grade. Then comes Karmakanda party. They are also less intelligent. The materialistic and then spiritualist, but Karmakanda. Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, Kevala, Visherabhanda. Karmakanda and Jnanakanda. Or Jnanakanda is Visherabhanda. It's a pot of poison. Not very intelligent thing to do, to drink poison. Manusha janam apaya Radha Krishna na bhajiya janiya shuniya visha khainu. Our acharyas say they have attained this rare human form of life. Manusha janam apaya Radha Krishna na bhajiya, but you are not worshipping Radha and Krishna. So then what are you doing? Janiya, shuniya, vishakhayam. You are only drinking poison. Or even poisonous vapors you are inhaling. The smoke, smoking. And you may be thinking, by smoking I live life king size. Live life king size. Got that part? Living life of what size? King size life you live. You live. How? By smoking. Particular brand of, they were advertising like this. Live life king size. Anyway, keep saying this from time to time. I read that advertisement that says, live life king size. You smoke our cigarette. And then I was someone was driving me. And I read another sign that said, cancer hospital this way. Just now, we're living a life size, king size, by smoking. And next thing is cancer hospital this way. And you are in ICU, intense care unit. Lifestyle. So not very intelligent thing to do. So only less intelligent person would
go for that glamour or that dazzle or that advertisement is cheating. But very intelligent people, they know how to get you, how to brainwash you, how to sell their product. They know your weaknesses. They are very intelligent people, this advertisement industry. They know your weakness. And then they advertise things. But they tell you just the half-truth. And you are cheated because you are not very intelligent. You don't understand things as they are. You don't get the full picture. You only think of action, but then what have reaction part you don't think of. Action. The shake hand is good. Beginning is good beginning. But then comes the slap. You have to buy product. You pay some price. The suffering that comes, that's free. Free. Suffering is free. It's part of the package. Ehi samsparshaja bhoga dukha yonaya evate adhyanta vantaha kaunte yanateshu ramate buddhaha. Buddhaha again, buddhiman. Nateshu ramate buddhaha. Buddhiman, the intelligent person. Nateshu ramate. He doesn't indulge in those acts. Adi antavat. Adi, there's a beginning, but soon there is an end. Very miserable, terrible, horrible way that ends. Whatever you had initiated. You began something, some project, some sense gratificatory project. But soon there'll be misery, suffering. Ehi samsparshaja bhoga. Bhog is there, some enjoyment is there. The senses coming in contact with the sense objects. Ehi samsparshaja. Ja means giving birth. Senses coming in contact with the sense objects. Something takes birth. Krishna, bhoga. Enjoyment takes birth. But then he says, dukkha yonaya evate. That very source that gave you joy would give you misery the next moment or next day or one of these days. There will be misery, suffering. Dukkha yonaya evate. So complete picture. Coin has both sides. So like that, the world is full of dvandva, dvandva, dvandvatmak. The world is dvandvatmak, full of this dual nature, hell and heaven. You get both. Happiness and distress, you get both. What else? Day and night, okay. You get both. Birth and death, you get both. Honor and dishonor, you get both. Winter and soon there will be summer. Give some relief. You get both. So like that, there are hundreds and thousands of items could be put into this list, this dvandva list, dual nature. So it's not a very intelligent. Adi, ant.
beginning and ending. Beginning and ending also. You began enjoying what is to be expected. This enjoyment is going to end. When you began enjoying and you will keep enjoying, keep enjoying, keep enjoying, keep enjoying, enjoying, enjoying. All the time, only enjoying. This is only possible when we are beyond this happiness, distress, day, night, and like that. Hell, heaven, victory, defeat, loss, gain. Krishna consciousness is beyond. Krishna is beyond, Krishna consciousness is beyond. And eternal happiness, constant happiness. Happiness forever. No beginning, no end. That is beyond this. That's why Krishna said, dvandvatito vimatsaraha. Advice to Arjuna is dvandvatit. Arjuna, go beyond, keep going, go higher, go higher, go beyond, go beyond. Dvandvatit, go beyond this happiness, distress, beginning, ending, hell, heaven, and like that. This man, woman, or local and westerner. Krishna consciousness. Yeah, something, some message for me?
Now the western, they have to go now.
Yeah, they have to go now. Those who come, they also go. Some devotees have come all the way from Mayapur, so those who come, they go. They have to go. So we're happy when they came, we were happy. Now we are not happy when they're going. This also happens. But on transcendental plane, they are here. They didn't come, so they are not going. Yeah, so thank you very much. I can just maybe just wind this up. Yeah, so the karma kand, we're talking about karma kand. And then this jnana kand. Materialistic people are certainly less intelligent. But even so-called religious people, they take to religion, but they take to karmakand, demigod worship, and they go to up to, all the way up to heaven, which is close to Vaikunth. Vaikunth is closer from heaven. But then they fall down again. So it's not a very intelligent thing to do. Those practices, those religious practices, karma karn. But then there's jnana karn is also. Jnana karn, which is Advaitavad and so the Lord has addressed them and described them also as less intelligent. He says, Mam abuddhaya avyakta advyakti mapannam manyante mam abuddhaya. The impersonalists, Mayavadis, Advaitavadis, the practitioners of jnana khand, so much into jnan, but their jnan is in fact a jnan,
their knowledge is ignorance. They yet do not have the complete picture. So manyante, they think, they consider, Krishna says, they manyante, they only consider, what do they consider? That avyaktat vyaktimapannam. The God is in fact avyakta, unmanifest. He's all pervading, he's a bright, effulgent Brahma Jyoti. He is Brahma, avyakta. But then they think from this avyakta, Brahma, effulgence, sometimes they have these photographs also, or pictures we get to see. This is Om, it's in the background somewhere. Om. This person who is now playing flute, what is his origin? Om. All Om, some impersonal, abhyakt, unmanifest. He's playing flute. Manyante mama buddhaya. The less intelligent, again, talking of less intelligent, think that way. That ultimately, I am what I am. All right, I'm all pervading Brahman, Brahman. And then occasionally I take a form. Avajananti ma mudha manusim tanamasritam. And Krishna's, they're fools, they're rascals. They think this way, that I take form and that form is not eternal form, but that form is temporary. That form is there now, but soon you'll merge back again into his original existence. So this is Gyanakan. And they are described also as Mam Abuddhaya. Less intelligent people think like this. So the materialistic, pure, unalloyed materialists, they are certainly less intelligent. The karma karn practitioners are less intelligent, want to go to heaven. And even the impersonalists are less intelligent. Intelligent part is jnanavan mam prapadyate. Person who is truly in knowledge, knowledgeable, mam prapadyate. They surrender unto me, they come to me. And so that's a Vaishnava, that's a devotee of Krishna. So one should be using intelligence to understand things as they are, or understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, or understand Krishna, the personality of Godhead, as he is. There is Brahma, there is a Paramatma, there is also Bhagavan. And Bhagavan, personality of Godhead, with all opulences, is source of Paramatma, is source of Brahma Jyoti, Brahma, effulgence. So understanding these things is sign of intelligence. Okay, the devotees have to go. Some devotees. Thank you. See you in Mayapur soon. So we'll complete the purport, and if there are questions, we'll take them. By intelligence only one can understand whether or not he is the body. The study to determine whether one's identity is spiritual or material begins in doubt.
Yeah, so it should be question about, am I this body? It's a question, a doubt, I doubt.
When one is able to analyze his actual position, the false identification with the body is detected.
So when you have power of discrimination, because you have a proper intelligence, fully evolved intelligence, with that you are analyzing, and then you understand, this is body, and this is spirit. With the help of intelligence, you could understand discrimination between body and the soul.
This is viparyas.
This is a Sanskrit term.
When false identification is detected, then real identification can be understood. Right? That's what they call it. Neti, neti, not this, not this, not this. Ah, this one. This is analytical study. So Sankhya Yoga. This is matter, this is matter, this is matter. This is spirit. This is a demigod, this is a demigod, this is a demigod. This is Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The real understanding is described here as nishchaya. The slok verse, today's verse, talks of nishchaya. Nishchaya means or proved experimental knowledge. Proved experimental knowledge is nishchaya. You have come to conclusion, nishchaya. This experimental knowledge can be achieved when one has understood the false knowledge. So false knowledge and real knowledge. Ishopanishad also says, you should be well versed with avidya and vidya. You should know Maya in order to know Krishna also. This is Maya, this is Maya, this is Maya. This is Krishna. So when we understand Krishna, we also understand Maya. Or when we understand Maya, you are Maya, no, you are Maya. Then we go for Krishna. So this is a complete knowledge. Knowledge of vidya, knowledge of knowledge, and knowledge of ignorance. You know what ignorance is. Then you are knowledgeable person. You know what is ignorance and what is knowledge. They are free to go. I have given them signal and permission. It's up to them now. Don't blame me. This experimental knowledge can be achieved when one has understood the false knowledge. By experimental or proved knowledge, one can understand that he is not the body, but spirit soul. Smriti means memory, and swap means sleep. These are the words or terms from this verse. Swap and Smriti are there.
Sleep is also necessary to keep the intelligence in working order. That's why Krishna says, one who sleeps too much or too little cannot be yogi. Yogis are intelligent, you have to be intelligent. So, sleep has a role to play. To keep your intelligence sharp. When you are not slept properly or enough, then your brain doesn't function. You go crazy, in fact. You cannot, if you do not sleep night after night after night after, you don't sleep, you cannot function. Even materially. So, as sadhakas, practitioners of Krishna consciousness, they have to get a proper sleep. But too much sleep is cultivating ignorance. Sleeping means ignorance. You are ignoring God. You are ignoring Krishna. He exists, but you are just ignoring. By your, there's so many other ways to ignore him. Like sometimes people, he just ignored me. He just ignored me. We were in the same party. We were same. We were all together. But just ignored me. Just ignores me. He doesn't pay any attention to me. He did not approach me. He did not say hello to me. He did not do his shake hand with me. He just ignored me. You understand the meaning of ignorance? He just ignored, as if I don't exist, as if I did not exist. He just ignored me. So those who are ignorant, basically what they are ignoring is the Lord, or they're ignorant of the Lord. They're ignorant of existence of Lord. From that ignorance, one becomes ignorant. So sleep is what? It's a state of ignorance. You are ignoring the Lord. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they would hardly sleep. They would not. That means, I'm ignoring the Lord. How could I ignore him? I want to be conscious of Lord. I want to be Krishna conscious. I want to be conscious of Lord. If I sleep, I would be ignoring him. This is the thought. So they would just keep staying awake. Kopi na kantha srito. Wearing just most minimum clothes. Kopi na, loin cloth. Kantha, some tattered quilt, translated as tattered, not any first class quilt, just some kind of quilt, and some kopin, loin cloth. The bodily maintenance is over. Don't have to go looking for shopping. Those shirts made in England. And tailored and the matching and
So much thought, right? So much thought has gone into this business, right? The dead body and decoration of the dead body, and see how the human energy and resources are invested in. I'm just citing very simple thing. And solidifying your existence. I am this body, I am this body, I am this body. And the decoration of the body, take photographs, sure. this body. Okay, my family members, family photo. It's my family. Six Goswamis of Vrindavan. In fact, they were big personalities. They were ministers in Hussein Shah's kingdom. But as they came in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they had very little association at Ram Keli one time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went out of his way, in fact, to give association to Rupa and Sanatan and Vallabh also, your three brothers. And Jiva Goswami was a small child at that time. But this Rupa and Sanatan, they were big ministers. And as they spent just little time, sadhu sang, Sarva Shastra Kar, Lava Matra Sadhu Sange, Sarva Siddhi Ho. So Lord has gone there as a sadhu, as a devotee, and little association, and Siddhi, the perfection. Lava Matra Sadhu Sange, Sarva Siddhi Ho. These great souls, Rupa and Sanatan, Turunam, Tyaktva Turnam Ashesha Mandalapati Srenim Tuchavat. It says quickly. Tyaktva, they rejected, abandoned, kicked. Speedily, Turnam Ashesha Mandalapati, or their wealth. Aristocratic, they were. They had a palace, they had tons of gold coins. Those were not paper bills in these days. Not much value. Real gold coins, big pile. But it, Tyaktva Turnam Ashesha Mandalapadi Srenim Sada Tuchavat. They spat at all this. What is it? And joined Krishna consciousness instantly. Joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And then they were. What is it? Bhutva Ganesha, Dina Ganesha Kau, Karunaya. Then they were protecting. They became protectors. Bhutva Dina Gana. Dina Gana means Dean people, poor people, poor in consciousness. This is the poverty of consciousness, they're lacking consciousness. The whole world is poor. Poor are poor, rich are also very poor. So those who were Dina Gana, he became Isha. They became masters or protectors of these fallen people, poor in consciousness. Karunaya. Out of their kindness, out of their mercy, they are being very merciful
to all the people. But for their livelihood, Kaupina Kanthasrito. They were big ministers, prime minister, but gave up everything. And Kaupina Kanthasrito. And what about their thoughts or consciousness? They are Gopi Bhav. Their consciousness is like Gopi. Gopi Bhava. Rasa Amritabdhi Lahari Kallola Muhuhu. Magno Muhuhu. Gopi Bhava. Rasa Amrita. Rasa Amrita. The nectar, how much? Abdhi, ocean full of nectar, of gopi bhav, gopi-like consciousness, gopi-like thoughts, ocean full of thoughts, broad-minded, big-hearted, and magno, they became absorbed in these thoughts, muhuhu, all the time. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghujago Sri Jiva Gopalako. We offer our obeisances unto these six Gosamis of Vrindavan, Rupa Gosami, Sanatana Gosami, Gopal Bhatta Gosami, Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhatt, and Jiva Gosami. These are this is their description. They are described like this. This and there's more description. There's so much more description. How? So this is the consciousness, thoughts of devotees of the Lord. And then there's no bodily concept. Sleeping is wasting time. Why should I sleep? They have to be forced. Please, take some rest. Please, rest. And for us, please get up. 12 hours. It's 9:30. Please get up. You must be hungry at least to eat. Get up and eat again. And sleep again. This was Kumbhakarna program. He would get up only when he was hungry. He would get up. When his belly is full, then he was sleeping again. Two programs, eating and sleeping again. They would eat to sleep, in order to sleep. Eat, some people live to eat, and some people live to eat. Did I say it right? Yeah, some people survive just so that they could go on eating. That's the sole purpose. And then, of course, other things are also there. But some just eat so that they would survive, exist. To keep the body and soul together, they would eat. So some sleep. Sleep is also necessary. To keep your intelligence sharp. We cannot imitate six Gosamis. But this is, practically there are no bodies. They're acting like the souls. Like all the souls in the spiritual sky. And in fact they were those kinds of spiritual souls. Manjaris and gopis, they were. If there is no sleep, the brain cannot work nicely. In Bhagavad Gita, it is specially mentioned that persons who regulate eating, sleeping, and other necessities of body in the proper proportion become very successful in yoga practices. Yoga process. These are some of the aspects of the analytical study of intelligence as described in both the Patanjali Yoga system and the Sankhya Yoga system of Kapil Dev in Srimad Bhagavatam. End of the purport. Any questions? If you have, otherwise, you have to also go. Yeah, good. All right. Practice makes man perfect, woman also. Anyone who practices, man or woman, by practicing, one becomes perfect. So, if mind is defeating intelligence, that means we are not practiced enough. The failure is pillar, what do they say? Of success. Yeah. So you can review the situation. Maybe you were defeated, but not as badly as before. You almost won, but then last moment you fall flat. So like that, every time Krishna says, abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha griyate. Vairagya, cultivate detachment and practice. I was trying to get rid of this. So this is a practice. But never give up. Don't give it up. Yeah, pray to the Lord for strength. Pray to the Lord, like my mother used to ask me, pray for intelligence. So your intelligence is not, you're intelligent, but not sharp, so you can sharpen the tool is also, take some time to sharpen the tool, become intelligent. Yeah, then Lord also. Hari, time to stop. Dadami buddhi yogam tamena mam upayanti de. He says, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Similar. What's your question?
Intelligence. transformed.